Tzorach Hayom, and that's enough. So this Tosis has bothered me. In general, Rav Sarfati Shlita pointed out to me that this whole end of this sugya, the Rishash points out that it's meduyuk like Rashi, that Rashi does not require Tzorach Hayom Ksas at all on a level of the Yoraisa, because what kind of Tzorach Hayom could you have by Gita Nosha? So Rishash, you know, points out that the simplest reading of Gemara is a raya for Rashi against Tosis, that on a Tzorach, on a level of the Yoraisa, no Tzorach Hayom Ksas at all. But nonetheless, Tosis asks the Kasha, and Tosis answers that you need, this is Tzorach Hayom. It's Shaf Tzorach Hayom because the guy wants to eat it. So I thought it was very interesting because Tosin Ksubas and Davzayin and Aleph writes Beferish that a mitzvah midrabanan is considered to be Tzorach Hayom. He writes it Beferish. And that's considered to be Tzorach Hayom, even a mitzvah midrabanan. And the Shagas Aryeh in Simen Kuf Ches points out that he thinks the Rov Poskim are against Tosfos, that a mitzvah midrabanan does not register as being Tzorach Hayom. And he writes Rov Poskim are against the Tosfos. So I thought that was very interesting that a mitzvah midrabanan cannot shaf Tzorach Hayom, but a shegetz that wants to eat a gita nosha will consider it to be Tzorach Hayom Ksas. It bothered me. So I think the answer to that is that you see clearly that the pshat, the hagdara of mitoch and Tzorach Hayom, we don't look objectively, we look totally subjectively what the guy wants. And I think our Nakuda highlights that point. That, you know what, the truth of the matter is there might be a sheet, and the Shagasari says Rov Poskim hold against that thesis, that a mitzvah midrabanan is not considered to be Tzorach Hayom, but because objectively, that's not considered to be, you know, something that's Tzorach Hayom, because truly we look at Mitoch, and Mitoch can be what is subjective. So if a fellow, a mitzvah yoraisa will be considered Tzorach Hayom, that's okay, going to be Tzorach Hayom, but and also if a guy wants to do an Isser, that also is considered to be Tzorach Hayom. But a mitzvah Rabbanan may not. So Lamais, at least a mitzvah the Yoraisa, we would assume that can be considered to be registered enough to fulfill the requirement of Tzorach Hayom. Maybe not a mitzvah the Rabbanan, but since Mitoch generally is considered to be subjective, what the fellow wants, so even something that he wants to do would be an Isser would be considered to be a problem. But the Shagasariya seems to be very difficult on a different level. The Meleches Yomtif in Simen Pei Tes asks on the Shagasariya from the Mishnah. I mean, the Mishnah gave an example of Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah Mistama was for Kriyas HaTorah. Now, we normally assume Kriyas HaTorah is a mitzvah midrabanan. Generally, we assume, unless you say Parshas Zachar's D'Oraisa, you know, the Rosh says, and the Taisa Rosh says, Parshas Parah and Brachas and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, and the Rambat Al HaTorah says, any Kriyas HaTorah on Yontif, you know, is Mikroi Kodesh, might be Midiraisa. So this is Yontif, so maybe you could say it like that. But Poshup Shad is that Kriyas HaYontif, Kriyas Torah is generally, we would assume, is Midrabanan. Unless the Shagasari would assume that that's, and we hold like that Ramban, possibly. But also, the Magen Avraham and the Taz both say in Simen Tov Reish Yud Ches that you're allowed to bring Machzorim, which is Letzorach Tefillah, and we know there's a fundamental Machlekes, the Rambam, the Ramban, whether Tefillah is the Oraisa or the Rabbanon. You know, the Rav has that fantastic shot that the Rambam holds that it's the Oraisa because the, you know, human condition is so fragile, so it's always a Sara, and the Ramban says a Sara means a Sara Mamish. It's only the Oraisa when it's a Sara Mamish, but if it's not a Sara, it's only with the Rabbanon. So if you hold like the Ramban, how would you masber that din, the Magen Avraham and the Taz, that say you can bring Machzorim? So either you say the Shagasari would argue on that, if you hold like the Ramban, that davening is the Rabbanan, or maybe you could say as follows, and this is what Rav Scheinberg, Zechet Tzadik Ludrocha, writes, that you could frame for the Shagasari and say, even though maybe the Kriyas HaTorah might be the Rabbanan, if you don't say like we said, the Ramban Al HaTorah Mikrei Kodesh, or even if you say like the Ramban that tefillah is the Rabbanan, but both of them are kiyumim min haTorah, and as long as there's a kiyum d'oraisa, kriyas haTorah, there's a kiyum of Talmud Torah, and davening according to the Ramban, might be, you know, in its maybe it's takana lamaisa, might be midrabbana, but maybe there's a kim diraisa. So as long as there's a kim diraisa, the Shagasari would say that would fulfill the requirement of what we would say is sar hayom, perhaps. So that's interesting. That would come out perhaps at the end. But I wanted to point out lamaisa that you see that taisus and the Bir Halacha writes in Siman Tov Kuf Yud Ches that Rova the Rishonim hold like taisus. So that taisus we're pointing out on the top here of Yud Bezim and Bey is that if a guy wants to do an Isser, that's considered Sarach Yom. It's very fascinating because we Rov Poskim hold like that taisus. The Bir Halacha points out all those Siman Tov Kuf Yud Ches the Ramask Mitoch. He points out all those. Most Rishonim hold like the taisus against Rashi. So it's an interesting din that you have wanting to do an Isser, and the question is whether Mitzvah D'Oraisa, Mitzvah Rabbanan will be as well. But I think it's highlighting the fact that even though the Rishash said, as it was Harfati Shlita pointed out, the Gemara is Meduyuk like Rashi, but the bottom line is we don't hold like Rashi. We hold like Taisus Ladina. So, and that Svara, this Svara comes up. It's interesting also, the Ksav Sofer points out here in the Tshuva, he has a Sofek. It's interesting. He has a suffix in a situation where we talk about mitoch. We know that the Gemara says in Ksubas and Zion and Manaf that it must be shovel kol nefesh. The malacha must be shovel kol nefesh. So he points out, let's say you do a malacha on yantav, letzorach a refuah of a cholah. So would you say mitoch about that? Because on one hand, it's not shovel kol nefesh because most people are healthy. This fellow is not healthy. But on the other hand, that's if you focus on the pu'ula. The pu'ula is really not shovel kol nefesh, because most people are healthy. This guy's a chola. But if you focus on the tachlis of the pu'ula, not the pu'ula itself, but the tachlis of the pu'ula to have health, everyone wants good health. So he says he wants to bring a raya from the Mishnah, very interesting, that you don't look at the pu'ula, you look at the tachlis. Because he says, Noshim and Ketanim are not mechuyev in luluf. And still the Mishnah says, Beferish, that we bring it. So he said, if you looked at the Pu'ula, you know, they're not chayiv in it. So it's not shovel kol nefesh. But if you look at the tachlis, mitzvahs in general, on the mitzvahs that they're mechuyiv in, mitzvahs are important to obviously women and children as well. So he wants to bring a raya from the Mishnah that in fact, you look at the tachlis, you don't look at the Pu'ula, and that's what makes shovel kol nefesh, and when you can invoke the din of mitoch. Well, lulav, a lulav in general, bringing a lulav, okay? Lomotzin lost a kan, lost a lulav. The mitzvah of lulav is not, women in Ketanim are not mechuyev in it. So it's not shoved every member in Klal Yisroel. Okay, so let's go weiter now on this, and that is that, according to Rashi, as we said, that mitoch you say if there's no tzorach hayom at all, so according to Rashi, does that mean Poshup Shad, according to Rashi, is there still an issur d'rabbanan to be motzi avonim, according to Rashi? So Poshup Shad, for sure there's got to be an issur d'rabbanan. There is a Beis Yosef that writes in Tov Kuf Yud Ches, Sifkot and Aleph, that it's mashma from the Ran. If you look at the Ran, it's mashma Rashi, it's mamash might be heter gomer, according to Shitas Rashi. Maybe even Heter Gomer, but it's hard to imagine that we would assume like that. But the Beis Yosef says a Mashmos in the Ran that Pshat and Rashi would be a Heter Gomer. And if that's the case, so the Rashba asks right here, he says, why would there be a Gzeirah of Muksa at all? Because if you say, perhaps, that there is no Isser at all, and that's the way to say it. In other words, when we say by Hotzah, do you say there's no Isser of Hotzah at all in Yomtif? Or do you say that what? It's mutter only mitam mitoch. So the Rashba says the whole gzeir of muksa is mitam hotzah. If you say there's no hotzah, why do we have muksa at all? So the Shita Mikubetzis gives the following answer. He says, we have a din of lechem b'lo la'akum. We know the Gemara has later on, and the Fafalof. And the Beis Meir and the Maharam basically say that, of course, there's going to be an gzeir of the Rabbanan, an issa of the Rabbanan, because we're afraid you're going to carry lemais. There's muksa because you're afraid you're going to carry for goyim. And since you're afraid you're going to carry for goyim, that gives validity to the whole institution of muksa. Otherwise, there'd be no institution of muksa at all, according to what? According to this, Poshup Shat. So Lamaisa, basically you want to say according to Rashi, even though on a level of Yerayis, you don't need Tzorach Yom at all, but there still will be Nisud Rabban, and even though Beis Yosef points out that Ron and Rashi may be Beheter Gomer, and we're pointing out that you have to say that when we say there it's Mutter and Gansen, based on Mitoch, we're saying not we're not saying that there's no Isra Votzah, because if there be no Isra Votzah at all, then why would there be an institutional Muksa? Muksa we know is based on the Gzera Mitam Otzah. There's no Otzah on Yantif, why is there an Isra Muksa on Yantif? So it must be. And the Shin Megabetta says, well, there is an Isser of Lachem V'lo La'akum. You can't do things for Goyim. So the whole institution of Muksa is based on you're going to carry for Goyim, which is a problem. So the Gemara had a line here before it switched to Mitoch, back to Mitoch. The Gemara had a line here. There was a, perhaps the Machlokas was, Rabbi had said, maybe Yesh Erev Otzal Liyomtev. Just want to mention this. Tosu says, according to Reb Chaim Kohen in the second Tezer Maskel Dilma, that the question is whether there's an Isra Hotzah mixed in with the other Malachas, like we were just mentioning. So he says, what's the tzad to say that Hotzah wouldn't be Asr? Because it's a Malacha Grua. So why is it a Malacha Grua? What does Malacha Grua mean? So the famous pshat of the Mirin or Zarua, that a Malacha Grua is that there's no Shinui in the Chefsa. You carry the item from here to here, from here to here, where there's no shinu in the chefsa. All of the malachas is a shinu in the chefsa. There might be other hesberim. The Rashba, I think, has that, you know, if you carry a very large item inside, there's no issur at all. And you carry the smallest thing that's a grogris from one resist to another, you're chayiv. There's no rhyme and reason behind it. That's maybe a different hesber of why he says malacha grua. Tosfos has a lashon in the beginning of Shabbos, ma'alim resus yachim resus yachim resus yachim resus rabim. Question what that means. Maybe it means like the Rashba. I remember Harav Agon Rav Golvich Tzatzal was here many years ago. He said a shir klali in the Beis Medrash. I remember one night he was trying making Masber. I don't remember what he said though. He said that Taz had a different Hezber than the Miri of what Shinui, what a Malacha Gru is. But Lamaisa, I just wanted to mention very quickly a few nafkaminas, and then we'll get back to that concept of Mitoch. A few nafkaminas you have by Malacha Gru. One nafkamina is the Mishabura quotes a quotes the Chayadam that we don't have a din of Maisa Shabbos. There's no knas of Maisa Shabbos on Hotzah because you didn't create anything. Maybe it's a Malacha Grua. If a guy on purpose to say carried a sitter where there was no Erev, there's no knas, he can't use it. Mishabura says you can rely on the Chayadam, the Shasat Chak. Another nafkamina is we assume that the Rashbam writes in Baba Basra on Dafnun, hey, there's no din Chetzishir on a Malacha Grua because it's all or nothing. Even though the Prima Gadim says that's against the Gemara and Tzvachim and Mem Zayin Amar Alf that says there is a Din Chetzishir. So those are two nafkaminas I wanted to mention that we have by what? We have by Malacha Grua that comes up from the Taisis. And it's also interesting in that same Tosfos that he says at the end of the Taisis, try to be Matzik the Girsa, he basically says, questions whether you're allowed to carry things that have no Tzorach at all. So that's an important thing to point out. I want to just point out, Ramosha writes in the Tshuvas, you're not allowed to carry on Yontif in a place where there's no Erev, where there's no need to carry. It's an Isser. It's an Isser Midrabanan. Rav Moshe asked like that. Rav Moshe in the Tshuva is Choylik on the Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim held, when we get to that sugya, but by Ribu Yishurim, he says the soldiers had to carry their weapons. So he says, since they had to carry their weapons because of Bikuch Nefesh, they were allowed to also carry on Shabbos their tefillin. So Rav Moshe has in the Tshuva, he argued on that Chavetz Chaim. He said, you can't say Ribu Yishurim on different Chafatzim. So Rav Moshe says, if you have a keychain and you have a key that you need to use on Yontif, but you have another key that there's no purpose at all for it, you don't need it at all, he says it's usher to carry that on Yontif, B'makom Shein Bo Erev. Aye, they're called keys. He says that means nothing in Halacha. In English, they're called keys, but it's a different chefsa. And he says, we don't say Ribu Yishurim on different chafatzim. He says against the Mishabura. But that you see that in the Taisus here, that Taisus writes that something that was good for the Machloikis, but we Paskin Ladina, that you really shouldn't carry anything that what that has no purpose at all, which makes sense based on what we said, that Rov Poskim hold like Taisus that you need a Sasar Chayom for you to invoke the din of what to invoke the din of Mitoch. Okay, this brings us now to the Rambam sheet about Mitoch. So very interesting sheet this Rambam here. The Magen Mishnah is a long Magen Mishnah, and the Magen Mishnah basically says that the Rambam has the following three different levels when you talk about the din of Mitoch. first level, the Magen Mishnah says, is a melacha that's not tzorach achila. Let's say like siva, or ariga, or binyan. These things, halacha lamaisa, he says, those melachas are not achila oriented. And therefore, even if you would do them for achila, you would be loka. That's what the Magen Mishnah says, pshat in the Rambam. Now the Pnei Yeshua says right here by us that that's not true. If you would do the lamalacha, it's definitely mutter min haTorah. Pnei Yeshua says that in the Rambam. However, the Magen Mishnah says that strongly. He says you do l'shem achila, you would be loka. Pnei Yeshua, as I said, says it's mutter min haTorah, and we know that famous Tosis in Shabbos and Sadiheim at Aleph that since Megabein is a told of Bona, Tosis says Anyantiv should be able to build a house on Yantiv based on Mitoch. And what is Tosis Teretz? The only reason why it's us to build a house on Yantiv is because it's Uvda Dechol, based on the sidism of the Rabbanan. It's amazing Tosis. So that Tosis is basically the other extreme of this Magen Mishnah's first level. Magen Mishnah says, according to the Rambam, if you take a malacha that's not achil oriented and you do it l'shem malacha, you're going to be loka. Tosis says you could take a bona, which has a tolda under it, of Megabein, and it kind of like transforms the whole malacha of bona to the degree it'll be mutter min haTorah. To build a house on Yontif. So that Tyson Shabbos is Mamish, the other polar of this first level of the Magen Mishnah. So that's the first level the Magen Mishnah says. Then the Magen Mishnah says a second level. Second level is a malacha that is Litzorach Achila, like Shchit and Afiyah. So he says, even if you do that, Shalol Achila, let's say you make it for a goy. So he says, you're not going to be loka, bless you, because of the Din of Mitoch. You will not be loka, it's usher, but you will not be loka mitoch because of mitoch. That's what the Magen Mishnah says. So shchita nafia that you do la'akum because of mitoch would block you from being chayav malchus. It still would be usher because lachem v'lo la'akum. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says beferish as well. How he's ma'adu this in tough kuf yud ches. Still would be an issur midrabanan. And then there's the third level, which is the uniqueness of otzah and avara. That even though they'd be done shalola tzorach achila, you never are going to be loka for them. So, and we're going to try to break this down, Bezer Shem, even further, but what's the svar for that? So, we find that even though hotzah, lamaisa, can be done on Oakland, is done on Oakland and Mashkin, but it obviously can carry other things as well, but it's mutter. Why is it special that it's always mutter? Even if you don't do it tzorach achila, you're never going to be loka. So the Chai Adam in Klal Pei Os Aleph has a beautiful svar. He says, how do you bring all these things from the field that you cut up and you do ma'amr? You bring them through the field, through caring. So caring by its very nature, he wants to say, has this built-in heter halacha l'maisa. And he says for Havara as well, Havara, even though l'maisa can be done, it's not really done on Ochel and Mashkin, it's done on wood to cook, it's mutter, because l'savar reish b'chol mosh v'svechem yom ha'shabbos. There was no need to say B'yom HaShabbos, so it's Yontif, Shabbos Udasser, Yontif is Mutter. So the truth of the matter is that both of these Malachas, Hotzah and Avara, are unique and special, and therefore they have this Kula built-in Halacha L'maisa. So even if you don't do them in Tzorach Achila, you don't even have to worry about being Chayav Malchus at all. Now, we're going to get back to this, but I want to point out the following. And I think the Magen Mishnah means this, but I think it's very meduik in the Rambam. I don't know if anyone noticed this. I think the Rambam distinguishes between Hotzah and Havara. By Hotzah, he says Mitoch, and by Havara, he does not say Mitoch. Let me read you the Rambam. Okay? Rambam writes in Perakaf, Halacha Daleh, Kol Malacha, Shechayv Lo Meshabbos, Im Asa Son B'Yontif, Shalol Letzor HaChila Loka, Chutz mina hotzah, mirashus lirashus, vaavara, shemitoch shehutra hotzah biyomtif, letzorach achila, hutra shalol letzorach achila. That's the topic of mitoch. Fikach mutu biyomtif lotzi katno sefer Torah, o mafteach yotzim in mirashus lus. Chain mutu lahavir afo pishen letzorach achila. But he doesn't say mitoch when he talks about havara. He just says it's mutter. So it could be, could very well be, he doesn't say it. He just says it's mutter afa b'shein hotzah, but he didn't zog mitoch shehutra lo. He only said it by hotzah. So I saw this diuk in Rav Zhulti Sefer, Mishnas Yavetz, but I think the Magen Mishnah means it. In Simen Lamed Zayin Os Gimel. So based on what we're saying now, there's like a fourth division. That Havara is like off the map, is totally okay. Otsah is going to only be okay based on what? Based on Mitoch. You're going to tell me it's against the Bavli? Lecha Mishnah asked the Kasha on the Smagin Mishnah. Our Gemara on Yud Beis and Beis puts together Havara and Otsah and it says Mitoch. No. So he quotes Yushalmi, the Magin Mishnah. I looked up the Yushalmi and then the Pirkei. And if you look into Yushalmi, Yushalmi has the din of Nirshal Avtala. Nirshal Avtala is you light a candle just to, you know, light up the room. It's like for Batala, you don't really need it. It's like lighting a Nir, for Yontif right before Shabbos. But if the house is totally full, what's the problem? Why do you need to do it? So basically, you look in this Yushalmi. Yushalmi is basically, if you read it closely, there are two days. Whether it's based on the din of Chomo Shechechem Yishabes in Eina Tamavra Vamavner Ziyantiv, straight up it's Mutter, or do you say it's based on Amud Beis and Chafal of Amud Beis, based on Mitoch? So we want to suggest that the Rambam holds, and the Magen Mishnah is being Masver, the Forever for the Lechem Mishnah, the Rambam's not going with the Bavli, he's going with the Yushalmi. Yushalmi's Mechalik by Otsah, you need Mitoch. When it comes to Avar, it's straight up Mutter. And that's why Nirshal Avtala is Mutter against Taisus. Taisus says later on, Achav Gimel and Beis, and we'll see if Ezra Shem we get to it, that Nirshal Avtala is Taka Osir. Mechaber passes like Taisus. But if you look in the Rambam Poshup Shad, Nirshal Avtala will be Mutter. Because Avar is totally off the map. It's totally a Hutra. And it could be Meduyik, says Rav Zhulti very beautifully, that the Rambam, when he talks about the brach of Erev Tavshilin, he has it lamaisa, he leaves out shraga. Why does he leave out shraga? Because for sure it's hetter gomer. You don't need it. You don't need to do it at all. Rambam says beferish lamaisa. He left it out, was mashmin it. It's very meduyik berik vav alach aches in the Rambam. The Rambam says he leaves out the snos and shraga nara. Why does he leave it out? Because you don't need it. Yeah, manich Erev Tavshilin chayav levarach. He leaves it out. Reason why he leaves it out is Heter Gomer. So that's why he left it out of the Nusach. And that's why Nirshal Avtala is going to be Mutter according to Shita Saramba. Could also very well be that if you look in the Rambam, when the Rambam discusses doing malacha on Yontif, he says that if you could do it in Erev Yontif, if you could do it in Erev Yontif, it's usher to do it on Yontif, usher to wait and leave it over. And the Ravid says they are machavim a malachto. You're machavim a malachto. So it seems like it's a machloikas Ramam Ravid. Is there some type of chilul of the essay of Tishbos? Because the Rambam clearly holds when he discusses the malacha of Yontif, there's a lav and there's an essay. There's an essay of Tishbos on Shabbos, there's an essay of Tishbos on Yontif as well. But when you gauge in Havara, there is no chil at all of being machal that essay of Tishbos at all. And that's why the Ravid, when he says doing the malacha on Erev Yontif, where the Rambam has it beferish, he says you're machal and malachto, it's taken an essay of Tishbos. But if you're engaging, according to the Rambam, in Havara, there's no Isser, there's no Chil of Essay to Tishbos. Because Lamaisa, it's considered to be Heter Gomer. Rambam has this, I have to try to find where the Rambam has this. Rambam has it in the beginning, sorry, in Perek Aleph. Perek Vav, Alok Eches, was there of Tavshilin. Perek Aleph, in the very beginning, yes. Yeah, Perek Aleph, Alok Adalad, where I was reading, the end of that Alok, he says, anything, I'm sorry, in Alok Hey, the next Alok. He says, "Kol malacha she'efshar la'asos mirav yontif, and you could have done it. It's also to do." And the Rambam says, "It's exer of yimnim simchas yontif. It's exer of the rabbanon." Zok the Raivin, "Amar of yimnim simchas yontif liya panay lechol lishlos. Amar of am ein lezetam el neshu mechavin malachto yontif. Amar ba tarach liyom kodesh." You're sitting there and cooking and doing things like that, so it's wrong. So I'm saying, when it comes to havara, according to the Rambam, it's not a problem at all. Because you're not being mechal the essay of Tishbos, because it's a total matter. Taisus l'shitaso, and the Ravid are cholik on this. Tysus holds that the Havar is based on the Mitzvah, and just like Tysus says it in Psachim at Hayim at Av, he says the Lav Yotzis, but if you're Lachalik Yotzis, then it's Usur definitely. It's definitely Usur if you're not doing it with Tzarech Hayom. And Tysus Mem Vavim Ralphim Psachim Lishutaso asks, Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos, and he compares it also what? To Ochel Nefesh being Docha. Also, Ochel Nefesh being Docha, this is Malach on Yantav. So Tysus held this definitely was Usur, but it's a Tchuya. Tysus and the Ravid hold against this sheet of the Rambam and Rashi, we want to say. Now, it's interesting. Rambam Poshup Shad holds like Rashi. Magen Mishnah, as we said, that's our whole Mahalach. We're assuming the Pnei Yehoshua holds like that. But there is a Prechadish that says the Rambam holds like the Tysus, which is hard to imagine. But the Pashas is, we're building up the Mahalach, is that the Rambam holds like Rashi, like the Magen Mishnah and Pnei Yehoshua. It's interesting, there's also a Machlis what the Rif holds. The Ran holds that the Rif holds like Rashi, but the Rush by us quotes that the way he quotes is that the Rif holds like him. So there's a Machlokes Ran and Rush what the Rif holds. Does he hold like Rashi or Tysus? But and there's also a Machlokes. Most Achronim will say that the Rambam holds like Shitas Rashi that we're developing. So it comes out Lamaisa that Lamashal, if you do a lot of Shvusim, like the Ritva says in the end of Rosh Hashanah. If you do a lot of shvusim on Shabbos, if you're over one shvus, he says you're not mechal the issur of tishbos on Shabbos. If you do all of them, you run your whole business, then you're going to be mechal the issur of what? The issur of tishbos, the issur of tishbos. So what would be the din on yontif? So you could clear that shaila, we're saying, according to the Raivin and according to Tysus. If you would, you know, try to run your whole kitchen and do all these things that are shalol letzarch, would you be mechal the issur of tishbos? So according to Tysus, and according to the Rav, you definitely would. But according to the Rambam, we're saying by Havara, at least by Havara, if you do all these things by Havara, you would not be Mechal the Esef Tishbos. Not at all. In other words, the way the Lechem Mishnah says in Hilchos Shabbos is you have Molochas that you didn't do the Shir. So then you're Mechal the Esef Shabbos. But some that's not a Molocha Bechlal, and like we're saying, according to the Rambam by Havara, then Bechlal, it wouldn't be what? It wouldn't be a Chil of Esef Tishbos at all. Halach Lamaisa. So it would come out that maybe the Makor would be, according to the Rambam, not like our Bavli, what the Lechem Mishnah was bothered by, but it'd be like Yushalmi, and then we break down a fourth level that Hotzah is based on Mitoch, but Avara would be based on what we call Heter Gomer, based on the Pasuk of L'Savar Ruesh. Now, the Levush Paskins and Simon Tov Sari Hei Sif Aleph, that only Hotzah and Avara did they mat the Mishu Mitoch, but the other Malachas are Asr Shalol Letzarech, and the Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Tov Sadi Hey Siftet Vav is Masbir, because since Otzah is a Malacha Grua, and he says by Havara there's a Pasuk of Lo Savaru, so that's why by Otzah and Havara are considered to be special, and that's what the Levush says. But the Magen Mishnah, as we said most of the Malachas are Rubim Letzarech Achil, like Shchita, and Kadoma, like Shchita, and things of that, then those would be Mutter, even Shalol Letzarech, Halacha Lamaisa. So it seems like it'd be a Machlokes, how we would paskin on this din. But what I wanted to bring out is that it would come out according to what? According to the Shittas HaRambam, that the Havara would be unique and special, and would be, there's many pshatim, why is Lo Savar Reish B'chomo Shechech Miyom HaShabbos, Mechalikus Reb Nosson and Reb Yosef, Lav Yotzah, Lechalik Yotzah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, fire on Saturday night, so I'd have a Havamina that maybe be okay on Shabbos. However you want to say, but maybe what we're saying is that Losavarish Bechomos Bechomos Shabbos Bechomos Shabbos Bechomos Shabbos Udasser. But on Yontiv is Takamut, that was the Chiddush of the Pasuk. And the Chiddush of the Pasuk is that it's Mamash Heter Gomer. And it's considered to be what? It's considered to be a definition that is good, and a definition that is good on its own, and it doesn't have to be based on Mitoch. And that's perhaps Meduk in the Rambam, if you read him closely. Rambam never once said Mitoch when it came to Avara, he only said a Mitoch when it came to Otsah. The din is that it's okay. But he didn't say it was based on Mitoch. Okay, we'll stop here. Yes.